Madam Moonshine blinked her big eyes and smiled.
Well, do you feel better now?
No, ma'am, I'm feeling worse.
It's always difficult to give up our illusions. For years, you've wanted to be a rabbit, a soft, cuddly rabbit with velvety hair. But Hank, that's not you.
I know.
You must give it up.
I've given it up. I never had it.
Then why?
She twisted her head to the side.
Have I been calling you Hank the Rabbit all these years?
I've wondered that myself. And you want to hear my theory? She yawned.
Is it long and complicated? I missed my nap today.
No, ma'am, it's short and simple.
Oh, very well. Let's hear your theory.
My theory, madam, is that you're just a little bit weird. In other words, the problem is you, not me. She'd fallen asleep. Hey, wake up! You slept through my theory. She sat up and rubbed her eyes.
Oh dear, how was it?
It was great. I said you're weird, and that's why you call me Hank the Rabbit. She smiled, rubbed her wings together, and began hopping around.
Oh, Hank, you are clever beyond my wildest expectations. Do you see what you've done?
Sure, I told the truth. You're a weird little owl, and I'm sorry to be the one to give you the bad news.
But it's not bad news, it's wonderful news. Don't you see? You've passed the first test.
Huh? What's the first test?
On the path to truth, we must face a series of tests. The first, the third, and the fourth.
What about the second?
You noticed! Oh, you are a clever fellow. We always skip the second step in everything.
She flopped down and rested her head on one wing.
Has anyone ever suggested that you might be a genius?
Well, you wouldn't think that I'm bragging?
Not at all.
To be honest, madam, it's been said that I'm a very intelligent dog. Maybe one of the smartest dogs in the whole world. No kidding.
I knew it. I knew it. Oh, this is marvelous. Are you ready for the third test?
Sure, I guess so, although I'm starting to wonder.
Shh! Silence. We must have absolute silence while I administer the third test.
She leaped to her feet, closed her eyes, and rocked back and forth on her skinny legs. She had skinny legs. I picked up that clue right away.
The third test will be a song.
You mean it'll be easy, like a piece of cake?
Can you sing a piece of cake?
No, ma'am, I don't think so.
Then please hush and listen. The test questions are contained in the song. After the song, I will ask for your answer.
I listened to her song. As you'll see, it was a little... I won't say any more about it or give you any hints. You can decide for yourself.